The Holy Gospel appointed for the third Sunday in Lent is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. There were some present at that very time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And he told this parables. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to be like the people of Israel as they sinned and desired evil, became idolaters, and engaged in sexual immorality. On the contrary, to be different and not put Christ to the test nor grumble and complain as they did. Therefore, Father, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts and minds today so that we may always resist the temptations to sin and desire evil, idolatry, and sexual immorality. When we are tested in our own faith and trust in God and tempted to grumble and complain against God. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday, St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Special attention to verses 6 through 11. "Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did. And 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. Nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them, the people of Israel, as an example to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, is God faithful? Think about it for just a moment this morning as we consider the word of God. Yes, is God faithful when we are tempted beyond our ability to endure it? Not only that, but is God faithful? And will he also provide the way of escape so that we are able to bear it? This is especially true when we are tempted to sin, just like Adam and Eve did in the very beginning of time, because they wanted to be like God, knowing good and evil. When we are tempted and desire evil, just like Cain when he killed his own brother Abel out of jealousy. When we are tempted to become idolaters, just like the people of Israel did as they ate and drank and rose to play and built for themselves a golden calf, tempted to engage even in sexual immorality, just like the people of Israel did, and 23,000 of them were killed in a single day. Instead, we are encouraged not to put Christ to the test, just like the people of Israel did, and were destroyed by serpents. And finally, tempted to grumble and complain, just like the people of Israel did, and they were destroyed by the destroyer. Yes, is God faithful when we are tempted beyond our ability to endure it and provide a way to bear it? Because that's precisely the warning St. Paul gave to the people in the church of Corinth. St. Paul warned them not to engage in evil, idolatry, and sexual immorality, as the people of Israel did in the Old Testament. Listen to what Paul says in our text for today. Do not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did, nor grumble as some of them did. Instead, St. Paul encouraged them to be different from the people of Israel and from the society and the world they were living in by saying, now these things happened to them, the people of Israel, as an example to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. And Ned, if we're honest with ourselves this morning, it is easier said than done, isn't it? Yes, it is. This is especially true when we are tempted beyond our ability to endure it, to fight against evil and the sins of idolatry, sexual immorality, as well as the testing of our own faith and trust in God, and our own grumbling and complaining against the Lord when we are faced with our problems and disappointments, when we are faced with trials and tribulations in life. Because when it happens to us, it's not easy to cope with it, is it? No, it's not. Let's be honest this morning. It's tough. It is difficult and challenging to stand our ground. As a matter of fact, St. Paul emphasizes that in our text for today. Listen to what he says. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. In other words, if we think we got our act together, be careful that we don't suddenly fall into sin and be tempted to desire the evil that the world offers us. This is especially true when we are really tempted beyond our ability to endure it, our ability to say no because of our weakness. It is then that the Lord will step in and provide the way of escape. As a matter of fact, St. Paul writes saying, God is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape that you will be able to endure it. Yes, only God can help us overcome it. Overcome the temptations to sin and desires to evil and provide a way of escape so that we will be able then to endure it. As a matter of fact, God provided the way of escape for Joseph in the Old Testament when he was tempted to commit adultery against his master. When Joseph trusted in God and he said, "How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against my God?" Yes, God gave Joseph the strength to say no, to stand up for what was right and obey the sixth commandment of our Lord. That was also true of Abraham as he placed all of his trust and faith in God. As a matter of fact, when God told Abraham, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering." And Abraham did not hesitate. Abram did as he trusted in the Lord and was ready to sacrifice his one and only son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him saying, "Abraham, Abraham, do not lay a hand on the boy. I know you fear God." That was also true of the Syrophoenician woman in the New Testament who had a daughter possessed by an evil spirit. She came pleading for Jesus' help as she knelt before him saying, "Lord, help me." Even though at first Jesus turned away from her, wouldn't listen to her, because Jesus had come to save only the lost sheep of Israel. But she would not give up and was persistent, so that Jesus finally told her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed immediately. Yes, both Abraham and this woman passed the test because they trusted completely in the Lord. Even Jesus, as the Son of Man, passed the test when he was tempted by the devil out in the wilderness of the desert. Not once, but three times. At the end of the day, Jesus finally told the devil to get lost. "Be gone, Satan. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." As a matter of fact, St. Paul emphasizes this in his letter to the Ephesians in the 6th chapter, verse 13. Listen to what Paul says. "Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." That is also true today. When we are tempted to evil, or when we are tested in our own faith and trust in Jesus, to stand our ground. Yes, God will always provide a way out, the way of escape, as Paul says in our text, especially when temptations come alluring, as we sang before. It is then that the Lord will help us and make us patient and enduring, as we sang before. And God does. As we place all of our faith and trust in Him to guard us and to keep us from temptations to sin and the desire to commit evil, to guard us and keep us from idolatry. Even in the world we live today, the first commandment of our Lord, you shall not have any other gods before me. In other words, we should not rely on our money, our fame, our prestige, the things of this world, but to trust always in God, to guard us and keep us from sexual immorality, to obey the sixth commandment, you shall not commit adultery. In other words, not to engage in any sexual immorality that brings dishonor to our bodies, because our bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit. Or even for that matter, to dishonor our God, to guard us and keep us from testing the Lord, the words of Jesus Himself when He said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. And finally, brothers and sisters, to guard us and keep us from grumbling and complaining against the Lord. Listen to what Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, the second chapter, verse 14. Do everything without complaining. And then he goes on to say, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit today as we resist the temptations to sin and against any kind of evil, idolatry or sexual immorality, and especially not to put Jesus Christ to the test as the devil did, nor grumble and complain and be destroyed by the destroyer. Yes, sometimes God does allow temptations to come our way in order to strengthen us spiritually, so that at the end of the day, we may obtain and overcome the victory through our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior. May our prayer today be the words we sang earlier in the hymn of new obedience. When temptations come alluring, make us patient and enduring. Show us that bright shore where we weep no more. Yes, God is faithful, and you can count on Him, especially when you face trials and tribulations in life, when you are tempted to sin against God's will and commandments. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to endure it, but with the temptation provide the way of escape, that you will be able to endure it. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus, because He is faithful and He will never let us down. He will always love us, forgive us, as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all as we believe that God is always faithful. He will not let us bear or endure what we are not able to. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen.